Okay, I think we are ready to start. This is Kim Grann, CEO of Nokian Tyres speaking. I'm very pleased to welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to this conference on Nokian Tyres results on the first half of 2012. Here in Helsinki, we have analysts, investors, and a media present, and hopefully we have a lot of people also on the website and on the phone joining to the conference. The material which we're using in this conference has been published on our website this morning alongside the stock exchange report, and I'll try to remember to refer to the numbers I'm talking about when moving along. And as usual, we'll have a presentation first and followed by a Q&A. And here in Helsinki, please switch off your mobile phones in order to make sure that we don't have like any disturbances during the conference. The presentation, I will start with some key messages as usual, things which I think are important, especially when moving forward for during 2012 and also for the coming years. Then we'll have a summary of the financial results with some comments on the market outlook and also the guidance as we see it for the group. We'll move on then to the business areas and profit centers and comment on the results of the first half and also give an estimate and some guidance on how we see things like progressing as we move forward. And of course, we'll like talk a bit more about the guidance and try to specify more the content of how we see ourselves and the market. But let's first like talk about the key messages and what I want to state. First of all, the first important message is that the strong profitable growth which we have been showing is continuing, especially driven by our business in Russia. Of course, the market situation in Europe, our other main market is more challenging, but also there we have been making like good progress. During the first half of this year and continuously, we have been, the second key message is that despite a flatter market, we have been able to increase our sales on all our targeted market in all countries, both in volume and also improving prices on all our markets. So we have been winning market share in the north, which is our target area, both in the Nordic countries and also in Central Europe. And I have made quite good progress, especially on the big markets in Central Europe like Germany. The third important message is that the increase in capacity is continuing as planned, and we have been able to start the new Russian factory in time in June, and we are ramping up capacity according to our like long-term plans and also the plans for this year. And we'll be talking more about that. So I think that these are the important points which perhaps summarizes the presentation today. But we'll then move on to page 3 and some comments on the results of both Q2 and the first semester, the first half of the year, and then some of the ingredients in that. During Q2, we actually made all-time best sales and EBIT and managed to improve our results compared to the first quarter, despite the fact that we were actually producing about 10 days less, as there were some summer holidays already starting in Finland. And we managed to increase top line in Q2 by 22% and profit before tax by 26.5%. And of course, that's a consolidation of the group. The biggest and most important business unit, which is our passenger car tires, managed to improve also in Q2 both sales and EBIT by more than 30% and are making very good like profits. Sales grew, as I said, in all of our markets, but Russia contributed more than the other markets to growth. So more than half of the growth during the first half, when looking at both Q1 and Q2, has been generated in the Russian market, where our growth exceeds the market growth with a multiple of close to three. Market was growing about volumes by 20%, and we showed more than 70% growth during the first 6 months and 74% during the second half. And that's stronger than ever in that market. Our sales mix was quite healthy. A big part of our mix during the first half was winter tires, close to 65% of everything we sold. We were also selling a lot of SUV tires, pre-deliveries to many markets, which helped to improve the situation. And also, like, the summer tire sales were quite good, and we have been able to, like, win a lot of magazine tests, not only on our core markets here in Scandinavia, but also in Central Europe, which has helped to further, like, build the distribution, our price position on those markets. Of the top-line growth of the first 6 months, you could, like, say that roughly two-thirds of the top-line growth is generated by volume, and slightly more than one-third is generated by improvement in ASP. And when talking about ASP, we can say that practically all our product groups improved volume and also ASP. So it was like an improved mix combined with like improved pricing. Production was up 27% in totally, and for passenger car tires 29% in pieces, and we continue to also grow. Sorry, I have the presentation here. We perhaps should also move forward in the slides here. When looking at the market situation in general, you can say that north of Europe is significantly better than Europe totally. Russia is going quite strongly forward, and we expect also growth to continue during this year and also during next year when moving forward. The Nordic market is pretty flat, and the Central European market volumes have actually dropped quite significantly during this year. So this is the environment in which we are operating today. Our guidance we are maintaining as improving top line and EBIT for this year, which almost is a like understatement to many of you, but obviously due to the market situation in Central Europe, we don't want to overstate it. And again, we are now talking with guidance about the total group, not about the passenger car division, which obviously is growing more than just like that. So we could perhaps say that passenger car clearly and the group as like improving totally. Okay, then we'll move on to, as usual, to the slide 7, where we have the generation of EBIT by quarter and also cumulatively. In the first and second quarters, we have been running practically our factories in Finland and Russia at the same level as where we ended end of last year. So we're producing weekly about 350,000, which also explains the fact that like the EBIT, which we had in Q1, about 105, was not improving that much more during the second quarter as we did about 113 million in the second quarter. And of course, like the fact that we were producing about 10 days less in the second quarter had a negative impact on inventory, so which had a effect on results. When moving, so that's the situation where we are today. When moving forward, we have a healthy order book for passenger car tires. We have a good order book also for heavy tires, which is more or less par with what we had during the first and second quarter. And of course, Vianor is making results during the second half and less during the beginning of the year. So we could say that when looking at the total generation of EBIT, this year is perhaps more balanced than previous years in how much we made during the first 6 months and how much we are going to be making during the second half. Last year we made 40-60 roughly, and or 45-55. This year we have will be closer to 50-50, but still improving results in during the second half. And obviously, like with Q3, we will have again less production days in both factories due to holidays in July, which has an impact on output, and the lower production days in Finland. Our order book is on all markets quite good, but the fact that there is some inventory in Central Europe from previous year, and of course we've now been like building up already some inventory for on the other markets, we expect like some of the sales in Q3 to be shifted to the beginning of Q4. I said this also last year, but actually it didn't happen, so we got quite a lot in September. But I think that the generation, when looking at EBIT generation, is going to be like Q3, okay, in line, flat, and then Q4 perhaps up again. So that is pretty much how we see the situation. All right, then we'll move on to like sales and market situations in different areas on page 8. And basically you can say that when looking at the total pie, Russia has continued been growing, represents now about 40% of total top line. And as you know, we are making very healthy profits in Russia. When looking at geographically, that's our best market. Then we have Scandinavia, which is close to Russia in profit terms. And then we have a growing business also in Central Europe. And as we've been stating before, that's one of the targets in the future is to increase our sales in that market. And we have been, as I said, Russia, 20% market growth. We had 74% in the second quarter, 70% the first half. In Scandinavia or the Nordic countries, market volumes were down between 1 and 2%. We showed like slight increase and some price improvement in that market. And in Central Europe, the total replacement market during the first 6 months was down by 13%, us growing with 15%. And we made significant like improvement in building distribution and taking market share, also improving pricing position on that market. For instance, we are close to, we've gradually been up in Germany from a couple of percent units in winter tire markets to closer to 8-9% of market share also on the German market, which is a great progress for us. So we made like not only Russia is growing, all our markets are in fact improving. The North American market for our products and the replacement market has been flat, and we have been able to increase both volumes and pricing. And of course we've been helped also by the fact that the currency rate in relation to euro has been positive for us. So we're looking at the profitability, Russia growing, best profitability, Scandinavia flat, some growth during this year, Central Europe profitability improving. I've been stating that singled out EBIT in that market has been more than 26%, and we have in fact improved that, so with a couple of percent units. So also profitability has been improving alongside growth and a market share improvement. So a fairly good like performance, and I think it displays the strength of the concept of building our own controlled distribution combined with the quality of our products. Then we move on to the next issue, which is raw materials on page 9. We are now again like taking back the guidance a bit, and during after Q1 we increased it to plus 2 for the full year. Now we are talking about flat raw material cost for us compared to the previous year. Raw material cost during the second half of this year will be down compared to last year by roughly 5.5%. And of course, our EBIT or our ASP has improved since last year, which means that we have improving margin, material margin, as a result when moving forward during the second half of this year. When looking at the different ingredients, natural rubber seems to be flat and is down for the second half of this year. We expect and know already that the cost for synthetic rubber for us is going down during the second half, and also fillers like carbon black are moving down during the second half, and we'll see the impacts of those when moving into the second quarter. Then a couple of words about the structure of the company and the different profit centers. We'll move on to those on page 11. And basically, the strategy of focusing on growth in the replacement market and passenger car tires continues. We are gradually, as I've been previously stating, converting the company from a traditional industrial company into more a consumer-oriented company, which means building controlled distribution and focusing on the replacement market with our products, focusing on the passenger car tires. Roughly 98% of everything we make in the car segment, car tire segment, goes directly to replacement, and an increasing share of that goes through our own distribution, Vianor, which is also expanding. So we are, the share of passenger car tires is improving, which helps to improve and maintain good profitability, and we made very good results and believe that the level which we have is sustainable when going forward. Heavy tires is flat, and Vianor we continue expanding. I'll talk about more about each separately. So first, car and van tires on page 12. As I said, we have healthy growth and record numbers. We had, like in the second quarter, top line growth of roughly 33% and EBIT growth of 31%, and consolidated we are like up to margins of roughly 35-36% for the year. And I've already touched on most of the points. We have a healthy order book, capacity and production output is increasing, and market shares improving. Raw material costs, which increased, are going down. That we touch already on. When moving forward, the target for this year is to get a clear improvement in top line and EBIT compared to the previous year. We are targeting higher sales volumes for the year. We are targeting close to double-digit like improvement in ASP, which we've had already for the second half, and we believe that the environment for maintaining healthy prices. We don't see any price wars in the market on any of our core markets. The pricing in Russia and the environment has been maintained good, and prices have come up during this year. In Scandinavia, they have been maintained compared to last year with like some improvement in ASP. So both volume and ASP are healthy. And, of course, the structure change, which we made by cutting production for the second half in Finland, adding to capacity in Finland, will further like improve productivity for the group. So production cost and the structure is now again at targeted like structure. What is important to note, and I'll touch on this already, that like if we would be running the Finnish plant and Russia with full capacity, 343 days per annum, we would be producing ballpark 17.5 million tires during this year. And we are actually planning to produce about 16.5. And we made the cut in working days in Finland to make sure that we secure the ramping up of the new plant in Russia, which we started in June, and also like allow for the second new line to come in to the new plant during the end of the year. Of course, the production cost in Russia is roughly continues to be about 10 euros less than in Finland, so that should help to like improve things further. The market situation I already touched on, so we are a bit cautious about trying not to like over do it. We don't want to end up this year with having high inventory, so we are running very close to orders to delivery, making sure that like we also manage the risk. And I believe that by like the payment terms which we have and the working capital plans and management will be able to cut working capital dramatically as usual, receivables coming in during the last quarter. So I would say higher volume, higher ASP, lower cost, and return on net assets more than 35% for this year, roughly. All right, so that's then as a summary. Then magazine tests, I already bragged a bit about what we have been doing during this year, and of course it's quite important with labeling and other issues being active, especially in Central Europe. We have been winning, this has been a very successful, the best year ever when looking at summer tires. And in fact, there's perhaps a point which I haven't mentioned before, is that during the couple of last year, two or three years, in Central Europe, we have been winning 9 like times in summer tire tests. And for instance, this year, in the biggest like car magazine in Europe, Autobild, we were number 1. With summer tires. Okay, so this is obviously not our main focus, but it displays the fact of the quality of our product, not only in winter tires, but overall, summer and winter. And it helps also us to build further our distribution and to improve our pricing point compared to the rest of the market. And of course, one of the points which we'll perhaps we'll touch on later again is that we have been investing quite a lot during this year in further developing our test facilities. And one of the main targets for this year has been not only to build a Russian factory, but also the premises and investing a lot in like improving our test grounds both in Nokia and especially for our winter test center up in the north, in north of Finland. In Ivalo. Okay, then we move on to Russia, which of course is the main driver for our growth at the moment alongside Central Europe. And on the pages 14 to 19, there is information not only about our situation, but also the general market, how we see the economy, consumer confidence, car sales, and tire sales developing. And in fact, like there is no big surprises as such in Russia. The GDP has been growing at an estimated 4% during this year. And also like we estimate that to be more or less the same for the full year. Consumer confidence is back up to the level where it was before the previous recession, back to 2008 level. Interest rate and financing is in place, both from car suppliers and banks, which helps to like feed the economy, and things seem to generally be running quite smoothly, with Putin and the new regime being strongly in power, and it would seem that things are calming down, and the confidence generally in Russia with the public is quite good. Car sales has improved during this year. By 10%, and in fact the monthly sales of cars has already exceeded the top numbers back in 2008. And the estimates which we made about roughly 3 million cars being registered for Russia seems to be accurate, which of course is the biggest driver for winter tire sales. Our sales growth, 74% during the second quarter. We believe that we will be continuing to grow in Russia during the second half of the year, continuing also to take market share. The keys to our success has been the fact that we've had more capacity, so we've been able to address the market. Our distribution has been developed further, and our product range, which is based on the Nordic Russian like environment and climate, fits the market perfectly. And of course, the brand is quite well known. The most important ingredient, I think, in Russia is distribution. Factories, everybody can build. Distribution takes time, building trust and human relations in a wide geography. I've been telling you many times that when going during summer from St. Petersburg to Khabarovsk, it takes about 2 weeks, more than 10 days by train and about 2 to 3 weeks by lorry. During winter, it takes, by lorry, nobody knows, can be like months or at least weeks. Which means that in order to reach the consumer during the 10 days when winter tires are sold in consumer business is vital. So the network of distribution, retail, wholesale, which can supply the retailers in less than 24 hours, and also car dealers, with the increasing number of cars being sold, the car dealers locally being served during 24 hours is vital for the success and development of our business. So the reason for us growing faster than anybody else in the market, almost triple this year compared to the market like growth, has to do with distribution. And what is Piotr in this distribution point selling? Is he selling the cheap product, or is he trying to sell expensive product? During those 10 days, it's obvious he's trying to make as much money as possible. High price gives an opportunity for better margin. If you cut down in price, you are jeopardizing your own business. So the combination of high price point, best distribution, logistics being working in less than 24 hours during season, an expanding platform is one of the keys to our growth. And that is why we are continuing to build it. During only the second quarter of this year, we opened Vianor shops in 7 new cities. We are already in roughly 300, but just in Q2, we opened 7 new cities. Also, what we've done in order to address the car dealer business, during the last 18 months, we have opened 15 new delivery points, which are controlled by Nokian Tyres, not by a distributor, not by Vianor, by Nokian Tyres, in order to be able to serve the car dealer during the season and before the season. The second part, then moving on to production, is of course the capacity. This is on the following page, on page 16, expanding the platform for production, but not only adding to capacity, but also adding to service capabilities. At the moment, and during this year, we have introduced also full assembly of wheels as an industrial operation. Traditionally, they have been like assembled in shops, a wheel, and so on. Now we are able to serve the rim and the wheel in one package. We've installed a fully automatic production line, which is now serving the car dealer business, importers, and so on. And in fact, we are the only one in Russia who has this type of service offering. So expanding capacity, but also improving the quality of the operation. Also, during improving the lines, we have now, of the fully automatic type, now 3 lines in operation. 2 in the so-called older factory, and the first one in the new factory, and the next lines, of course, going into the new plant are also of this type. Okay, then we have like a couple of slides on economy. I already touched on the main point, so I won't go back to that. Car sales are growing, so we'll be up to roughly 3 million So the total volume during this year is not going to be all-time high. Back in 2008, it was more than 3.3 million roughly. This year will be up to 3 million, so there is still room to improve further. But on monthly level, we are already exceeding the previous peaks of that year. So the progress is still strong, but of course, the base for comparison is also improving. In percentage terms, it's slowing down a bit when looking at it. And of course, on top of the fact that there are new cars being sold, and all of them come with summer tires needing winter tires during the first year, we also have an expanding replacement market as the car park is expanding and cars need to replace the tires 3 to 4 years after the cars have been bought. So in fact, we have, as usual, two drivers, car sales and the replacement market. And when looking at Russia, our estimate has not been changed that much. So we believe that the total volumes in the Russian replacement market are going up roughly by 5 million units. This is on page 19 compared to previous year. So roughly the delta being 5 million going from 36 to 40, 41 million units as a total. And when going forward, we also have like the A and B segments growing quite rapidly. So we believe that the growth in those two segments on volume terms will be more in the ballpark of 20%, and in value terms on the same level or slightly more. Our position has further been improved. In the A segment, we are a clear market leader with the Nokian Hakkapeliitta Pelita. So in winter, we have more than 35% market share. In the B segment, we are also now leaders in the winter with the Nokian Nordman range and have a market share of more than 25%. So obviously, like, that is still like moving forward, and we expect the market to like continue to grow. Of course, there might be variations quarter to quarter, as we've been saying. Okay, Q3 is not that strong because of pre-season sales already being done, and then again it continues in Q4 and also when moving forward during the following years. Right, then we'll move on to a couple of comments on Vianor and on heavy tires, and then on our CapEx and plans going forward. With Vianor, we can state that we are progressing as planned. We had 51 new shops opened during the first half of the year, and the target which we set for ourselves of coming to more than 1,000 units by end of this year seems quite realistic. At least I already have a date in my calendar for going into the opening ceremony of shop number 1,000. So I'm quite confident that will happen and will exceed the target by a couple of shops during this year. When going forward, of course, this is not enough, as we're continuing to grow, so we need to more than double the structure during the next 5 years in order to achieve our targets. The profitability of the equity-owned part, where we have 180 shops at the moment, of course, is not that good during the first 6 months, but during the second half of the year, we will be making a clear profit in EBIT terms, and also when consolidating the full year, we're looking at like a positive EBIT. So we are now moving into the time when Vianor is starting to improve. The share, in-house share of Nokian tires is very high, of course, in Vianor. And on core markets, we are selling more than 40% of our products through our own chain in Nordic countries, and an increasing part of our sales on the other markets. Car service and other services are being introduced to the portfolio. We have been making like small acquisitions during this year. We bought a total of 19 garages during the first 6 months in the Scandinavian range and consolidated them into the Vianor operation. So let's say service and maintenance shops of, let's say, 3 to 10 people in the proximity of Vianor have been bought and consolidated, and then continue offering full maintenance service to cars in the shops. So there is a structure change and improvement going on at the moment. When looking at the geography, we had like an increase of 10 shops in Scandinavia during the like first 6 months, the most of those coming into Sweden, 14 shops in Russia CIS, and 19, which is one of the focus area in Central Europe. Okay, a couple of words about the mining or the heavy tire sector, which actually made a quite good result in a quite difficult market situation. We are, of course, focusing on some special product lines, forestry, mining, container handling, and some special equipment. And unfortunately, the forestry market has been down, or forestry machine market has been down in total volumes. There's less machines being built during this year than last year, which has cut the production. We have been increasing our sales in the mining sector quite well, but that has not yet been enough to compensate for the loss in forestry. So we expect the second half of this year to be in line with the first half of the year in terms of sales and EBIT generation, with possibly a slight improvement. Truck and bus, difficult market, market's down. This page 23, truck market deliveries from industry to distribution in Europe down 30% during this year. And we've been actually taking market share and are developing the range further. Then a couple of words about our CapEx and what we plan to do. This year, CapEx will be in the ballpark of 210 million, with roughly 150 million being spent on the Russian factory. Factory premises, new warehouses, two new lines going in, and some prepayment for the lines for next year being paid. So that's the main part of Russia. We have also invested and started to build the second phase of housing for our personnel, the Hakapelita village, which will be completed during spring, summer 2013. So we are building again roughly 200 flats in order to make sure that the retention of the people we train in Russia is good. We have been actually like improving our ICT operations for the group, new ERP systems and financing systems being introduced, and as I stated, quite big investment in test facilities in the north, for instance, a capability of doing winter tests in-house being created, which will further like improve the test conditions. All right, that's perhaps enough about CapEx. The roles of Russia, Finland, the same as before. Nokia in Finland being the process development and product base for the Scandinavian market, and Russia being the main plant and the growth platform at the moment. When looking at the total capacity which we could potentially get out of these two premises without building additional factories, which of course we've been reading about a lot in newspapers here in Finland, in Russia on these premises with these buildings we can go up to ballpark 20 million units. And we are slightly more than halfway, and with the programs which we have, we'll be up to 17, 18 million in a couple of years. Finland, of course, depending on working days, if we run it 343 days, can produce about 6 million. So potentially, if we would run both factories a couple of years from today at full speed, 26 million. So that will be enough for next year, and probably for 2014, but with this type of growth, as we've been stating, like growth of 15% per annum being the target when going forward, also we need to look at that, like new sites. I've been stating previously that we'll be telling you more about where exactly we are going to do it, And unfortunately, I'm not going to tell you today where we are. But we have, like, still a couple of options open. Unfortunately, in one of the options have been delayed in negotiations due to the fact that there's a change in government and it's so difficult to discuss if you don't have a party on the other side of the table. So we have not been able to complete the like evaluation, but hope to do that soon and then be able to start like going forward. It takes, we estimate, in the ballpark of 3 years to go from the decision to like meaningful full like operation and getting the factory up and running. So we're working hard also on this aspect. Okay, then the last slide before we go into Q&A. The market situation, quite healthy up in the north in our core markets, quite a bit more demanding in Central Europe. Our market share growing, we continue to do that. We expect like volumes to be healthy, ASP to improve, and like raw material cost to go down, which improves material margin. And of course, we have no plans of changing our policy on tight chip, so fixed costs will not go up. So all in all, the guidance is remained as it is, improved results and top line, and like better, of course, in the passenger car division compared to the rest. And I'll stop here, the monologue here, and we'll move on to the questions, first here in Helsinki and then on to the phone lines. And as usual, please like state your name and the company you're representing when asking the question. Nobody. Okay, Artem wants to start.
Artem Beletsky, SEB Enchilda. Regarding Q3, so you have been communicating that in Russia your pre-deliveries have been quite strong already in the first half, and also challenging situation in Central Europe is continuing. So what kind of mix should we be expecting for Q3 of this year?
I think that the mix like reflects pretty much our like structure, which we had last year and which we had before the recession, which is that during the first half, second quarter, there is some summer tires, some winter tires, but a lot of Russian stuff, especially the expensive, like SUVs and so on, which are normally in short supply, so distributors want to secure their availability. Second half, also quite strong Russian sales, but a slightly different mix, so the margin effect in second half is less SUV, perhaps more standard products, both Hakkapeliitta but also Nordman being supplied in the second quarter. Then we have like, and of course summer tires kicking in also in Q1 and Q2. Then Q3 traditionally is the time when we fill Nordic countries. So that is winter tires with good pricing going into Scandinavia. And then also pre-deliveries to Central Europe, especially at the end of the quarter in September, which of course is in an ASP lower than Scandinavia and Russia and dilutes slightly the mix. And the guidance we've given concerning shifting like sales concerns specifically Central Europe. Obviously there is some like carryover stocks, perhaps less than people generally have been thinking, as we also have been showing a healthy growth. But with the economic situation being what it is, also distributors are like, and wholesalers are taking a more cautious view, trying not to over invest into inventory, which means that they try to take in goods as close to the true consumer season as possible. And this has a tendency of like delaying some of the deliveries to distribution in Central Europe. So the mix in Q3 perhaps slightly weaker than in Q2. And then when moving into like the fourth quarter, of course, that's the winter season. Seasonal sales in Scandinavia, additional then like sales into Russia, which would like then create a healthier mix and good like ASP and good growth. And at the end of the fourth quarter, we start pre-deliveries of summer tires, which slightly like dilutes the mix. So normally the fourth quarter is pretty much the average of the year.
Okay, and maybe secondly on Russia, so you've been outgrowing your competitors during first half quite extremely, as you mentioned, three times faster growth compared to your peers. Do you expect the same trend to continue in second half of this year?
Well, that's what we are targeting, of course. And time will tell how successful we will be. But we are quite confident. But of course, the main point in Russia is this, that we when so Q3 still like deliveries, but then we need the winter to start. We of course after that the distributors will need the help of a winter. But the main point at the moment is car sales. So car sales being high bodes good. And also for the fourth quarter. I can't see anything dramatic happening there.
And maybe a follow-up on this. So what do you think, what is the key reason behind this outperformance, what you are experiencing in Russia? Is it distribution? Is it brand knowledge? Or what are the key elements there?
Well, it's all those. Obviously, like brand recognition, highest price point, which gives the retailer a good chance to make money. A good distribution network covering all of Russia, all the important cities. So wholesale structures and logistics structures in place, and then the consumer interface with Vianor and the shops. So it's a combination of availability inside the market combined with distribution and pricing strength. So we are pretty much in the logistic business, consumer branding and logistics.
Okay, thank you.
This is Tom Skogman from Handelsbanken. The gross margin was 44.8% in this quarter, and last year it was 46.5%. And it was also a bit lower quarter on quarter, and you mentioned the mix here compared to the first quarter. But we know that you have quite a favorable raw material situation, and we also know that the share of sales to Russia was extremely high this year. So what is explaining this? Is it a mix normalizing with more Nordman tires, or what is the key reason here?
Well, first of all, like you should not...
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have any question or comment at this time, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. Once again, it's star one to register any question or comment. Thank you.
What's the package? What did we achieve during that time? Because we might choose to produce more SUVs at a certain point, delivering a certain market slice because of the calendar. For instance, like summer tire deliveries this year were later, which obviously meant that summer tires were shifted forward into Q2, and part of the Q1 was then filled with winter tires and pre-deliveries, for instance, SUVs. So the total package is important, and you cannot make too like big conclusions based on looking at one quarter to the next. What you should be looking at is the total 6 months compared to what we did at the same time the year before or what the market is doing. There are a lot of timing issues depending on what we seem to be the best operation for that year. And it can change from year to year depending on, for instance, inventory levels on different markets, receivable situation, market growth, and so on. So each year is different to each other. And so the total rather than separate like quarters.
And then in the similar event after the Q1 earnings, you said that Q1 will most likely be the weakest quarter of the year earnings-wise. And if I understand you correctly now, it looks like Q3 will be the weakest. But already one quarter ago...
I didn't say that.
So what did you say then?
I think I said that it's flat.
Okay.
So I did not say that Q3 would be weakest.
And then
I said that it would be following the trend.
Right.
Not absolutely, but the trend.
And then about the Ukraine, you now have 171 Vianor stores there, and still sales seems to be quite minimal there. So what is the reason here? Is it some old carryover inventories from 2008, or what is there?
It's basically risk management. You may know that the Ukrainian hryvnia, there's a lot of forecast of the hryvnia being devaluated during the second half of this year after elections. And obviously it likes to fill up the pipeline at the moment and build up a receivable like in that market before a devaluation is not, would cause us quite a lot of exchange losses. So it's partly a timing issue and partly currency and country risk management. The potential for like building business in Ukraine is good. We've targeted that as one of our main markets. We have 120 Vianors there. Of course, we have to also make sure that they have goods to sell, but simultaneously we have to like measure and manage the risk which we are taking with that currency and that country.
Valentina Afalo from Ultimediate. Please, a message for tire retail. Does the development of raw material prices mean reduce for prices, for tire prices, probably in quarter three or four?
Well, I think that is something which we are not targeting. And in fact, we don't believe that reducing prices is good for anybody in the industry, not for us and not for the retailer. And so far we have not been reducing prices. Well, I've been with the company now for 17 years and I don't remember reducing prices yet. So obviously we are in the replacement market. We have to also safeguard like the future of the structure. Going up and down in price is poison for retail and distribution chain, because nobody knows after a while what the true price picture is. So like it's very important to have a stability and a good earning potential maintained throughout the pipeline. So we hope that they understand to also keep it and like continue to increase prices and make money. Okay, further questions in Helsinki.
Raaliva from Nordea. You mentioned that you aim to double or more than double the Vianor network in 5 years. So could you split that a bit more in kind of the key market areas? What kind of increases are you?
Well, obviously like Scandinavia is pretty much done. We need additional shops in Sweden, but we'll gradually continue to increase our presence on the traditional home market. We are targeting strong growth in Russia and CIS countries, and perhaps the biggest number of an increase in shops we'll see in Central Europe.
Okay, thanks.
There seems to be no further questions here in Helsinki with the audience, so we'll move on then to the video and phone conference.
Thank you, sir. We do have first questions coming from the line of Thomas Besson. Please go ahead and ask your company name and location.
Thank you. It's Thomas Besson at Chevreux. Two quick questions, Kim, please. Can you come back on the evolution of profitability in H1 for the passenger tire business? Because basically with significantly higher volumes, a much better mix and a big delta between price mix and raw materials, I think everybody was expecting a slightly higher operating leverage. Can you come back to your explanations about the level of production and the different mix effects that explain there hasn't been much margin expansion, even if obviously it's still at record levels?
Yes, Thomas. I think the first point on like there's an echo. Let's hope that it disappears. Okay. So the first point of like the evolution and getting improved profitability. First of all, during the first half of the year. Raw material costs were actually up still 9% per kilo compared to last year. So we had like improved ASP and good margins, and the difference between Q1 and Q2 has to do with target market and product mix, as I explained to Tom Skogman. So when in Q1 we had a lot of SUVs, in Q2 we had more standard products to Russia and other markets. So the mix was different in the second quarter. And also the fact that we were not producing second half of June in Finland, which means that obviously we lost like production days and inventory, which had an impact on profitability. So I think that's history. When going forward, of course, our volume in production will be maintained roughly on the same level which we had in Q2. We've been cutting the Finnish plant from 7 days to 5 days, and we have installed the third line, 11th line in Russia, which we are in a process of ramping up. So obviously that's a gradual like build-up. We made the first tires in the new plant on the 8th of June, and obviously it takes some time as we go shift by shift to build it up. So Russia increasing, but total being the same pretty much per week in Q3. And when going forward in Q4, again, like no dramatic change other than the ramping up continuing on the 11th line in Russia, and at the end of Q4, then like a 12th line coming in. So you could say that like when looking at production output, we have roughly the same situation as during the beginning of the year, which explains perhaps our comments. ASP is good. Raw material cost and raw material margin is improving. So on that point, we should be doing like quite well. The reason that we are a bit more cautious, let's say previously during this time of the year, is that we don't exactly know what the true impact of these carryover stocks will be during the season in Central Europe. We know pretty much what happens in Scandinavia. It's a traditional market. We'll sell pretty close, the same as last year, slightly more with improved price. In Russia, we'll continue to grow, but Central Europe at the moment is to some extent, a question mark. We expect growth, but it's still something that we have to see. So I think this as an explanation. Thomas, are you there? He seemed to have disappeared. Let's hope that...
We go ahead with the next question from Stefan Pjuta. Please go ahead and ask your company name and location.
Good morning, it's Stefan Pjuta from Goldman Sachs in London. I just would like to follow up also on the outlook for the second half and try and square your individual comments. Essentially, you're saying that Vianor should seasonally obviously better. The heavy tire business should be fairly similar to the first half. That basically implies that the passenger car business will be down. Now, if your production is fairly similar, and let's assume that sales pretty much will mirror production, your revenues in the second half, presumably in the passenger car business, should be similar to the first half. So is this implication, or is this implied lower profitability in passenger car, which I just sort of reconciled, you being a little
Sorry,
bit cautious?
I don't want to interrupt you because your assumption of passenger car going down during the second half is wrong.
Okay. But then...
There's no point in like answer, letting you go on to argue on that point because we have not stated that it will be lower during the second half. We've stated that in passenger car tires we are estimating a clear improvement for the full year in both top line and results. And there is no reason why we should do less in the second half compared to the first half.
Okay.
Same production, good prices and lower raw material cost.
Okay, so if
what we have been stating is that we have to like take into consideration some uncertainties in the market.
Okay.
And the season is still to come.
Yeah, I think that was the point I was trying to get to. So if you say that you expect the second half for the group to be fairly similar to the first half, then this encapsulates a little bit of cautiousness because you don't know what essentially Q4 will look like.
Well, in fact, like when commenting on EBIT generation by quarter on page 7, I think I said that we're expecting a better EBIT for the second half compared to the first.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you very much for clarifying.
Thank you.
The next questions come from the line of Austin Earl. Please ask your question and ask your company name and location.
Good morning, everyone. It's Austin Earl at Marshall Waite in London. I just had a couple of questions. If I can take them one by one, the first is you refer to overcapacity for economy tyres, and I just wondered in what region that the overcapacity is, and if that is having any effect on selling prices.
Well, the overcapacity for economy tyres, of course, we have a lot of like Asian producers. I think there's more than 500 companies in China producing cheap summer tires, and a lot of companies in Indonesia and other places. So there is overcapacity for economy tires, as by definition there, and which can be seen also by the development in price and profitability of the companies which makes those tires. Obviously, like Nokian Tires is not involved in this segment at all on any market. And we've also stated in our like stock exchange release that the market and the pricing environment for premium tires is quite solid.
Okay, actually you partly answered them, but the question, because I was going to ask what your exposure was, I thought it was quite low. The second question was just trying to pick up on your point about replacement tires and prices never going down. If you've been there 17 years, you haven't really seen a sustained decline in oil prices. I'm not sure I have a chart on 17 years of rubber prices, but if natural rubber and oil prices remain at a very, very low level, could that not eventually have an impact?
Well, let's put it this way, that so far raw material prices have had a big impact on products and companies who are operating in the OEM market. Obviously, as you are dealing with professional buyers. In the consumer market, the situation has been the same. It's been a gradual like price improvement year by year. And when looking at the replacement market on most markets, like it's been the market situation. When I said my comment about the 17 years, I was talking specifically about Nokian Tyres, not the market.
Sure. Well, that's great. Thank you very much. It's very helpful.
Thank you.
The next questions come from Niels Fair. Please go ahead with your question. Ask your company name and location.
Yes, hi, it's Niels Fair from HSBC in Düsseldorf. Three questions from my side. The first one is on your Vianor margin, which was at roughly 4% in the second quarter, 7.5% last year in the second quarter. You mentioned that it starts to improve. So should we expect a way better second half than the second half last year? And if so, maybe can you clarify again why the performance was quite weak in the second quarter? Has it to do with all the openings in Central Europe, or what was the reason for that? That is the first question.
Okay, the first, we have to understand the structure of sales and the cost structure of Vianor. First of all, in our like shops, the equity owned part, which is what we report, is the 180 shops, have to do with the fact that the majority of sales and EBIT generation relate to winter tire business, passenger car tires, winter tire business, and also like heavy tire and truck and bus. So the majority of the profits are made during the last quarter of the year. And of course, the structure itself, cost structure of the chain, is you have rents and you have like labor costs continuously throughout the year, which means that during the first half of the year, when there is no winter season, you will be struggling to make any profit. You will be offering services and so on, which is why we have been increasing the service offering in these shops. And then during the second half, by structure of the business, we will be making a profit on the back of winter tire sales and that being quite high. The question of what should we expect from the second quarter or second half of the year this year compared to last year, obviously we have been improving the operation and service sales, so we are targeting a slight improvement in both profit accumulation and also margin in percentage terms compared to last year, when we're talking about Vianor and the second half.
Okay, thanks.
And let's say the 800 plus shops we don't consolidate as they are franchisees and not consolidated into profit and loss and balance sheet.
Okay. The second question is on your receivables. They have gone up again by roughly 100 million versus Q1, have been up already in Q1 versus full year by 100 million. So it seems to me that they are on a rather high level, being up 45% year on year and your sales being up 22 or something. Can you clarify why is that and which particular regions the receivables have come up that much, or are you anticipating a huge cash collection in the second half, or what should we expect going forward?
If we start with like the last part of your question, do we expect a huge like cash collection? Yes, like every year we are making like the receivables are coming in during the fourth quarter and the majority of them in November and December, as obviously like the pre-season deliveries will be fully paid by then. The increase in receivables has to do, of course, more than anything with the fact that sales in Russia and pre-deliveries have been going up. So it's basically in line. Well, we had growth of 74% in Russia in sales, which of course at pre-season deliveries or winter tires, which means additional receivables. When looking at like the payment structure and reliability, when we look at the summer season in Russia and Nordic countries, we received 99% of all receivables relating to the summer tires in Russia. So like practically everything. We've received also the prepayment for winter tires and believe that the cash will be flowing in slightly faster this year than last year, based on some agreements which we have been making. So as usual, we will be making a very strong like recovery in working capital during the fourth quarter. And we estimate that the net debt, which now is running at roughly 320 million, will be negative, will be again like having a gearing of roughly zero at the year end, or possibly be cash rich again, as we've done during the couple of last years before.
Okay, great, thanks. And the last question is, you mentioned that there's no pricing pressure in the premium tires. I suppose that is also true for the Nordmann brand. But can you elaborate what's going on in the truck tire segment if you see any pressure here for the Foresti tires on the pricing side, or is that not the case?
Well, in heavy tires, we actually have increased also prices with high single digits, so we've been able to recover the raw material prices. And the lower profitability has, compared to the previous years, has to do with lower utilization rate. So due to the fact that volumes in Foresti have been down, we have not been running the factory at 100% utilization. But pricing is intact and raw material margins are healthy.
Okay, so no pricing pressure. Okay, thanks very much.
We have no further questions at this time. I hand the conference back to you.
Okay, thank you. I think there is one more question here at the audience in Helsinki. Tom Skogman and Handelsbanken like forgot to ask something, so he has to.
Yes, thank you. We know that there was a very strong demand for winter tires the previous 2 years in Central Europe. And you were somehow a new kid on the block, increasing your market share strongly when there was a lack of capacity in the whole market. But it's very hard to get an insight into how the end sales went to the end customers. Now we know that there are our tires left in the system, but we don't know what brands have not been sold to the end customer.
Okay.
Do you have any comment on this, if you have any problem here?
Yeah, well, for the start with the end of the question, we don't have a problem. The market has a problem. We obviously, like, were not able to supply everything, all the orders we had for last year. So roughly 2 million tires we had in order, which we were not able to supply last year. And the majority of that was Central Europe. We were fortunate not having the capacity then, which means that also the sell-out of our products on those markets has been good, and we don't see a problem with our distributors and our products. I think this is also displayed by the fact that we showed healthy growth already in CE during the first half, with the market being down 30%. And there are differences brand to brand. There are some brands who don't have an issue and some who have a severe problem. We and some other, like, northern producers don't have a problem. And then the total market still has an issue with wholesalers sitting on some other brands, which creates a wait and see situation. And of course the European crisis and risk limitation, nobody wants to take risk, has an impact on the timing. So specifically for us, we see our own market position improving. We've added to distributors, we've added to Via North, we've increased volumes and pricing, and expect to continue. But obviously the market situation and the atmosphere limits the pace of growth at the moment. Okay, I think that's all for today. Thank you for being present, and thank you for your questions. See you again in Q3, and hopefully Europe is intact and we can continue to ramp up all our operations.